Hi, this is a dictation for Dolores Featherstone. D like Detroit, E-L-O-R-E-S. Last name Featherstone, F-E-A-T-H-E-R-S-T-O-N-E. Date of birth 1/14/1973. Date of accident 2/20/2023. Date of service 8/15/2023. Dolores Featherstone is has complaints of severe pains in the chief complaints neck, mid back, lower back, and headaches and radiation to the left leg off and on as numbness, tingling. She attributes all of these symptoms to the accident that occurred on 2/20/2023 as the cause of it. She further tells that these pains are constant, and when she wakes up, the pain is stopping her from getting out of the bed, and she's stiff like an ironing board. And her husband has to roll her out. Then she is able to stand up with assistance, and neck as well is also in constant pain. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. On 2/20/2023, Miss Dolores Featherstone was traveling as a restrained driver on Penn Road, E like Paul, E-N-R-O-D, and at Wadsworth, W-A-D-S-W-O-R-T-H. She was going on Penn Road eastbound to Plymouth Road. And I believe the city was I don't know the city of accident, but she was driving a Jeep Compass and she's not sure of her speed. He reports that while she was going on Penn Road east towards Plymouth, a truck came via a yield sign on the wrong side of the street, where it failed to stop, and the truck hit the back of her car, rear-ending on the passenger backside, and the speed of that car is unknown. It was a big truck, SUV. After hitting her car, spin around 2 or 3 times, hitting another car on the driver's side, T-bone, by the front of her car. So basically, a truck came on a stop sign without stopping, or yield sign, and hit her car on a rear-ending, leading to her car being spinning 2 or 3 times. And when it came to rest, her car hit another parked car. Her front of the car hit the driver's side of the in a T-bone fashion. The other driver was apparently driving on the wrong side of the street at the moment of this accident. She was wearing seatbelt, airbags did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, it was a hit and run accident. Police did not arrive at the scene, but they came after the guy had already left. The ambulance arrived at the scene. History of the damage, the car is now fixed, almost $10,000 in damage. The front end was completely gone, but engine and transmission are okay. Back end of the car was damaged from bumper to trunk. Parked car is also damaged for $12,000. Windshield, her windshield was cracked in the front. Axle was broken. Regarding the damage, patient reports that she had a heart attack 2 weeks after this accident, and she had undergone 3 stents. However, at the time of accident, she injured her head to the headrest, leading to neck whiplash, but there was no direct trauma to the chest, pelvic, or abdomen. No direct trauma to the knee or hip is reported. Only thing is that she jerked twice. She was ambulatory on the scene, and after the accident, she was treated at Providence Hospital emergency room. She had various CT scan, and the reports were found to be completely negative. She was taken to the Providence Fair by a friend, where she remained from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. CT scan of the brain was negative. CT scan of the neck was negative, unremarkable. X-rays were negative for any fractures. She was provided 7 tablets of Narcos. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting the following symptoms now. She states that she is suffering from headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Severe, constant, mostly in the front of the head, and off and on, sensitive to the light, and sensitive to the noise. They're not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, which was in the beginning severe, now it is much less. Vertigo is much less. Ringing in the ear on the left side off and on with buzzing of the ear. She reports lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares. And she does not have any issues with the taste or smell. No issues with the facial muscles and vision issues. No blood vision, spots in the vision or loss of vision. She denies any loss of consciousness, seizures after this, no loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium or forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, no nausea and vomiting, no incontinence of the urine bowel, none of them are reported. However, she does have weakness, numbness and tingling of the left leg is reported off and on, associated with the lower back pain, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, mid back pain is 9 and neck pain is 9. No radiation to the arms are reported. Those spine pain are almost constant for her. She reports of difficulty walking, difficulty in sitting, and fatigue, weakness, and anxiety, depression, panic, and sleep disturbance. Regarding these pains, she reports that these pains are continuous throughout the day and night as throbbing, cramping, aching, tiring, exhausting, and stiff. The pain intensity is 7 to 10. And modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, lying down, standing, walking, driving, and improved by nothing. The pain ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. This is the associated muscle weakness of the left leg. Please forgive me, but I think the radiation of the pain is into the left leg. If I mentioned right leg, it was incorrect. So please correct that the lower back pain is radiating to the left leg. And L3, 4, 5 nerve distribution affecting second, third, and fourth toe as numbness and tingling. She reports of bowel incontinence occasionally, but no bladder incontinence and a muscle weakness. Regarding the past treatment, patient has only medications, but no physical therapy, chiropractor, acupuncture, no doctor's visit, nothing. So far, in so many months. Personal history, patient reports shortness of breath in the respiratory, heart disease, heart attack within 6 months, chest pain, angina, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. GI is constipation and neurological disorder, headaches, and kidney disease. Is present chronic kidney disease, in psychiatric depression and anxiety. Please mention obesity. She is obese, and she had a heart attack recently with three stents. She also suffers from anemia and a polycystic kidneys. Past surgical history is positive for heart surgery for three stents that were placed in on March 2023 by Dr. Timmis at Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital for her heart attack. Allergies, none. Family history. Patient reports that mother is alive, but suffering from hypertension, cancer, asthma. Father suffers from MI. Grandmother with the cancer, hypertension, MI. Relationship status, patient is in a domestic partnership. Employment status, patient is not working currently. Legal history, patient has spoken to an attorney and his name is Jim at CULL Law, representing her case. Also, the accident occurred in Wayne County in Detroit. Please mention that. Personal history, patient reports that she drinks alcohol occasionally and she smokes every day, but currently she is not smoking. And drug use, she uses weed recreationally, off and on. Physical examination, blood pressure is 169 over 122, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'6", weight 180. This is a 50-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony care, well-built, well-nourished, well-developed, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases, does not appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well, reasonably, without the use of a cane. Rest of the exam is from the template. Including neurological examination, including the gait is normal. In the musculature examination, please mention there is a spasm of the paraspinal muscles from T12 to L5 bilaterally. In the abdomen, please mention that she has a abdominal wall hernia, supraumbilical, as she is very obese. No tenderness is noticed. Is able to walk normally. Musculoskeletal examination on inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is in L5, S1 and SI joint bilaterally. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed in T12 to L5 bilaterally without any trigger points. 2 plus hypertonicity but no tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is extension 35, bilateral side flexion 35, and bilateral rotation is 40. And lumbar spine range of motions is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lermit test is negative. Distraction test was negative. Sotal test negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test and Slough test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees. Bilaterally, contralateral leg rest test positive bilaterally, Breger test negative, Kemp test was positive, and Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are slightly tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection tests are negative. Faber test positive bilaterally. Gansman test was positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. All the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template for typing the normal findings. Diagnosis. E66.9 110 120.9 V89.2 XXT R26.89 Z79.891 M62.830 S09.90 CNS R51 R42 F41.1 F32.9 F43.20 possible TBI nerves M79.2 muscles M60.9 ligaments M54.0 cervical spine by M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, M51.24, M54.16, S23.3, XXA, lumbar spine M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA, sacroiliac spine M46.1 bilaterally, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care for Delores Featherstone comes from the templates. Treatment plan for Delores is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for neck, mid-back, lower back, both sacroiliac joints, 3 times a week, traction with traction massage, laser, acupuncture, and chiropractic treatment is also added. Disability patient is disabled for work, housework, and transportation for the time being. No case management or attended care is ordered. The medications, after reviewing the maps and labs, patient is provided for the following following medications. Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex 10 milligram twice a day for, or 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and nerve healing. Radiculopathy, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hours PRN for headaches. Narcotic pain medication, Tylenol codeine for help with the healing. ADL help as well as relieve the pain. Tylenol number 4, codeine, 60 tablets, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pains. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. For suffering from panic, anxiety, depression. Fitness club program, yes. Available MRI and other imaging records. The patient has visited Providence Hospital and there is a CT scan. Reports are available. CT scan of the cervical spine shows moderate to severe disc height loss and end plate spurring at C4, C5 with moderate changes at C3, 4 and C7. Associated disc osteophyte complex greater at C4, C5 with moderate spinal canal stenosis. In the thoracic spine, no fractures are noticed in the thoracic and lumbar. So this is a CT scan of the thoracic and lumbar. Degenerative changes the lumbar spine greater at L4, L5. With mild spinal canal and mild left or moderate right neural foramen narrowing. So there is no acute damage. However, if the pain continues for some time, especially radiculopathy, an MRI may be needed after several months of physical therapy. And Interventional pain procedure are on hold. No, none is needed. And the surgical options on hold. Neuropsych is not warranted. Provision of attended care caseworker not warranted. Past medical records have been reviewed from Henry Ford Hospital and Providence Hospital. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered at this time. We are going to provide a conservative treatment as per patient choice and selection. DMEs. Patient is not using any cane. She has been provided with a back brace, with a neck brace, tension unit for further help with her injuries. The education is yes. Weight loss program is yes. Follow visit in 30 days and direct contact yes. Thank you.